This is VOA News. In a remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Police in Belarus arrested 500 protesters over the weekend as demonstrations against President Alexander Lukashenko continued. Lukashenko, who's been in power for 26 years, claimed his sixth re-election in the August 9th election, but many in the country view the outcome as illegitimate. Claimed 80% of the vote. The country's interior ministry said 150 people were arrested on Saturday and another 350 on Sunday. There were protests in 22 cities, according to the Associated Press. Both the United States and the European Union have said the election was not free nor fair, and many European countries have refused to recognize Lukashenko after his surprise inauguration last week. Just before Tuesday's presidential debate between incumbent Republican Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden, the New York Times has published a lengthy report showing that Mr. Trump, a billionaire who has often boasted of his business acumen, paid just $750 in U.S. income taxes in both 2016, the year he ran for president, and 2017, his first year in office. The report said it reviewed nearly two decades of Mr. Trump's tax returns, and they showed that the real estate titan, reality TV show host, and now politician, lost hundreds of millions of dollars in his business deals. Those losses allowed him to write off income and pay nothing in taxes in 10 of the 15 years before he ran for the White House. In all, the newspaper said Mr. Trump paid no federal income taxes in 11 of the 18 years of returns it examined. The Times reported its review of Trump's returns showed the years he paid no income taxes were largely because of his declared losses that were greater than his income in those years. When asked about the report, Mr. Trump called it totally fake news. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says 120 million rapid diagnostic tests for the coronavirus will be made available to low- and middle-income countries as the world approaches a death toll of 1 million. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a news conference in Geneva on Monday that the tests would cost less than $5. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported Monday that there have been close to 1 million deaths from COVID-19 worldwide. There have been more than 33 million infections around the globe. In India, the country's confirmed coronavirus tally reached 6 million on Monday. It's behind only the United States, where infections passed 7 million last week. Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, told NBC, quote, "We're nowhere near the end of the coronavirus pandemic." Meanwhile, Europe is experiencing a new wave of coronavirus infections, leading some governments across the continent to reimpose restrictions on residents and businesses. The United States is threatening to close its embassy in Baghdad after attacks by Shiite militias. News organizations quoted U.S. and Iraqi officials Sunday as saying U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned Iraqi leaders in recent days that the embassy would close unless Iraq worked to stop attacks on U.S. military and diplomatic sites. Pompeo has not discussed the matter publicly, and a State Department spokesperson declined on Monday to comment on the secretary's conversations with foreign leaders. But the spokesperson told reporters the United States will not tolerate threats to our men and women serving abroad. The United States has demanded Iraqi action before, saying in January that Iraq has an obligation to protect U.S. diplomatic facilities in the country. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has apologized to the family of a civilian government official shot and killed by North Korean troops last week along a maritime border. The official, identified only as a 47-year-old employee of South Korea's fisheries agency, was reported missing while on duty on a fishing boat north of the western sea border known as the Northern Limit Line. According to the South Korean military's version of events, the boat was intercepted at sea by North Korean troops. The man was questioned, shot to death, doused with oil, and set on fire, apparently all on orders from a superior. North Korea has a different account. It says the border troops followed anti-coronavirus guidelines, fired 10 gunshots at the man from a distance. When they approached his flotation device, they found only blood, so they set the flotation device on fire. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.